يا سيدتي يا مولاتي
يا فاطمة بنت محمد أغيثني يا
فاطمة. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله على ما أنعم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الصلاة والسلام على من بالحلم والجود والكرم زين الركن والمقام والزمزم أشرف ولد آدم حبيب إله العالم أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد. وصلى على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما حجة ابن الحسن المهدي روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. Please reduce your space with ulama and come forward because Hajaga is sitting down here is alone. Say aloud salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Do not leave Hajaga alone. Yeah, refresh the environment by another aloud salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. First of all, I would like in behalf of all of you say congratulations to our Imam of the age for anniversary birth of his mother, daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wife of Amir al-Mu'minin and mother of A'imma alayhim as-salam. And we do celebrate for Fatima salamullah alayha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala. Because Fatima was not only daughter of Rasulullah, and her dignity, her greatness does not related only to being daughter of Prophet or being mother of A'imma alayhim as-salam. Fatima, as one of his scholars said, that Fatima is Fatima. We cannot explain how Fatima is great, because A'imma alayhim as-salam in their narration mentioned that Fatima is Hujjatullah alayna. Is hujjat for all of A'imma alayhim as-salam. A'imma are hujjat for us, and Fatima is hujjat for A'imma alayhim as-salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa rajam. And how we can and what we can say in birthday of Fatima when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals one chapter as the congratulation message for her birth to our beloved Prophet. And there are a lot of verses in Quran which mention qualities of Fatima, his isar, his donation. I want to start my short speech with history, because Haj Aga announced about donation for the center. At the time of Prophet, people was very generous. When Ayah 92 of Surah Al Imran received to Prophet, which said, "Anfiqu mimma tuhibbun, lan tanalul birra hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun." You cannot be generous until you donate whatever you love. Someone, his name was Abu Ayyub Ansari, came to Prophet. He was a very beautiful garden with water. You know what's the value, what is the value of the big and beautiful garden in Saudi Arabia with its weather at that time and until now. with water, and Prophet used to go there and sit there and make a wuzu in that garden. He said and came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Oh Rasulullah, I want to donate this beautiful garden." Rasulullah said, "You need to go to this garden. You cannot find and buy another garden such as your garden." He said, "Oh Rasulullah, you said that Jibreel bring this ayah, 'Lan tanalu al-birr hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun.' As I love this garden, I want to donate this garden because I love this garden. I don't want to do business with this garden because I love this garden, so I want to give you." And another person, his name was Harith. He came to Prophet. He has a very famous horse. Everybody at that time, he knows this horse. He came and to Rasulullah and said, "Oh Rasulullah, I want to donate and do infaq by this horse." Because horse at that time was not only car, was job and car, both. Rasulullah said, "You cannot find such a horse in this city, in Medina. Why do you want to donate?" He said, "Because you said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down this verse, 'Lan tanalu al-birr hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun,' until you donate whatever you love." And let me add another history, Hajaga. Inshallah, Hajaga talk about Fatima salamullah alayha. Let me to mention another history. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. At the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, someone from Ba'labak, from Lebanon, came to Imam alayhi salam. And Imam said, "Oh, why you don't come to see me? Why you are living in Ba'labak?" He said, "I'm very busy with my business. And I do not have any chance to come and to see you every day." And then said, "I can buy a house here next to your house. Then I can come because I have a reason actually and cause to come at least every month, every 2-3 months, come here and see you and say salat with you and do salat with you." He gave some money to Imam alayhi salam and said, "Imam, I want to go to Mecca for Umrah. Please ask your companion to get a house for me." Imam said, "Okay, no problem." Imam actually took the money, and that actually believer person, he went to Mecca to do Umrah. When he came back, he said, "Imam, did you get the house for me?" Imam said, "Yes." He said, "Where is located this house?" Imam said, "This house located in Jannah, in paradise." Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And Imam explained. Imam said, "This house actually is among the house of Amir al-Mu'minin and Fatima and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein and Rasulullah. Because Imam knows this person going to die after 1 year, so Imam, instead of buying a house for him, he donate to the poor people and any actually religion purpose." He said, "No problem, give me the sanad document and sign it. You are Imam, you are Ma'soom, sign it and be witness. You got a house for me in Jannah." Imam said, Imam write it and sign it and give the certificate and paper to him. After 1 year, he died and came to dream of one of his friends and said, "Qad saddaqta Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salam." Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Imam said, "True, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me a beautiful house next to the house of Rasulullah and Amir al-Mu'minin and Fatima and Hassan wal Hussein alayhim salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Okay, birthday of Fatima we do celebrate because by the birth of Fatima salamullah alayha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed ignorant culture to Islamic culture. At the time when father of family heard that his wife actually born a baby for him, a daughter for him, he makes sad and he went away from the family, as Quran said. At that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Fatima to Rasulullah and said, be honor of Fatima and do salat, thankful, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by prayer, and send a congratulation message through Surah Al-Kawthar, Inna A'taynaka Al-Kawthar. A girl, a woman can be Kawthar, can be goodness. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Instead of be shy and shame from giving daughter, honor to this daughter. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing prayer and sacrifice a camel and change this ignorant culture. So all of us should actually celebrate this day. And because in this day, by birth of Fatima salamullah alayha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respect all of women, all of Muslim women, and change the environment and culture about women at that time. The another thing I want to mention, we celebrate birth of Fatima salamullah alayha because Fatima was a very successful mother. He trained and educated very beautiful children. He trained Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Imam Hassan and Zainab salamullah alayha, and all of A'imma alayhim salam came from Fatima. And this day, family is one of the important issue for all of religions, all of society, and all of countries. Brothers and sisters, when we read in Quran, which Allah mentioned, which Allah encouraged, which Allah asked and ordered us to respect our mother because of family. Because family is important in Islam. Family in Islam at least has three pillars. One of them is mother, and another one is father, and another one are children. And mother, as in Arabic say, is the root for family. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some statement from other prophet, from Ibrahim alayhi salam, from Musa, from Isa, which they respected their mother and asked us to respect our mother. And more than 23 times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to respect our mother after order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is importance of mother and family in Islam. And we know that all of great people, all of actually community leaders, and all of politicians come from family. If we do not respect family, we cannot have a good world. All of problem of world come from family. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask us and order us to respect family and to be careful about family. And when we read the history of Prophet, we will understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam divided his 24 hours to three parts. One part for actually for his worship, and one part of his time dedicated to his family. And he played with Imam Hassan and with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam at least had three letters to his sons, to Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And he wanted to show us the way we can train our children. And all of children, even the children of Amir al-Mu'minin, need to take care of father and mother. Hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity to establish a good family. Inshallah, Haj Agha will talk more about the family and about the Fatima salamullah alayha, because I started with the another issue, so I think I cannot conclusion good in topic of family and issue of Fatima salamullah alayha. And I had a talk about Fatima salamullah alayha in one khutbah of 2 weeks ago in Friday. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of a'mal, all of dua in this holy night by the love of Fatima salamullah alayha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.